I'll call aloud.
Do, with like timorous accent and dire yell as when by night and negligence the fire is spied in populous cities.
What ho, Brabantio!
Oh, God.
Senor Brabantio, ho!
Awake, what ho, Brabantio! Thieves, thieves! Look to your house, your daughter, and your bags! Thieves, thieves!
What is the reason of this terrible summons? What's the matter there?
Senor, is all your family within?
Are your doors locked?
Why? Wherefore ask you this?
Don't say, you're robbed. For shame, put on your gown. Your heart is burst. You've lost half your soul, even now, now, very now. An old black ram is topping your white ewe. Arise, arise, awake the snorting citizens with the bell, or else the devil will make a grandsire of you. Arise, I say!
What? Have you lost your wits?
Most reverend senor, do you know my voice?
Not I. What are you?
My name is Roderigo.
A worse of welcome. I have charged thee not to haunt about my doors. In honest plainness, thou hast heard me say, my daughter is not for thee. And now, in madness, being full of supper and distempering draughts upon malicious bravery, dost thou come to start my fire?
Sir!
Thou must needs be sure my spirit and my place having the power to make this bitter to thee.
Patience, good sir!
What tellst thou me of robbing? This is Venice! My house is not a grave.
Most grave Brabantio, in simple and pure soul I come to you.
Zoon, sir, you're one of those that will not serve God if the devil bid you, because we come to do your service and you think we're ruffians. You'll have your daughter covered with a Barbary horse. You'll have your nephews nay to you. You'll have courses for cousins and jennets for Germans.
What profane wretch art thou?
I am one, sir, that comes to tell you your daughter and the Moor are now making the beast with two backs.
Not a villain.
You are a senator.
This thou shalt answer. I know thee, Roderigo.
Sir, I will answer anything, but I beseech you, if be your pleasure and most wise consent, as partly I find it is, that your fair daughter, at this odd, even and dull watch of the night, transported, with no worse nor better guard, but with a knave of common hire, a gondolier, to the gross clasps of a lascivious Moor. If this be known to you and your allowance, we then have done you bold and saucy wrongs. But if you know not this, my manners tell me we have your wrong rebuke. Do not believe that from the sense of all civility I thus would play and trifle with your reverence. Your daughter, if you have not given her leave, I say again, hath made a gross revolt, tying her duty, beauty, wit, and fortunes in an extravagant and wheeling stranger of here and everywhere. Straight, satisfy yourself. If she be in her chamber or your house, let loose on me the justice of the state for thus deluding you.
Strike on the tinner, ho! Give me a taper, call up all my people! This accident is not unlike my dream. Belief of it oppresses me already. Light, I say! Light!
Farewell, for I must leave you. It seems not meet nor wholesome to my place to be produced as if I stay I shall against the Moor. For I do know the state, however this may gall him with some check, cannot with safety cast him, for he is embarked with such loud reason to the Cyprus wars, which even now stands in act, that for their souls another of his fathom they have none to lead their business. In which regard, though I do hate him as I do hell's pains, yet for necessity of present life I must show out a flag and sign of love, which is indeed but sign. As you shall surely find him, lead to the sagittary the raised search, and there will I be with him. So, farewell.
It is too true and evil gone she is. And what's to come of my despised time is naught but bitterness. Now, Roderigo, where didst thou see her? Oh, unhappy girl, with the Moor, sayst thou? Who would be a father? How dost thou know 'twas she? Oh, she deceives me past thought. What said she to you? Get more tapers, raise all my kindred. Are they married, think you?
Truly, I think they are.
Oh, heaven, how got she out? Oh, treason of the blood. Fathers, from hence trust not your daughters' minds by what you see them act. Is there not charms by which the property of youth and maidhood may be abused? Have you not read, Roderigo, of some such thing?
Yes, sir, I have indeed.
Oh, call up my brother, Graciano. Oh, that you had had her. Some one way, some another. Do you know where we may apprehend her in the Moor?
I think I can discover him if you please to get good guard and go along with me.
Pray you lead on. At every house I'll call, I may command at most. Get weapons, ho, and raise some special officers of night. On, good Roderigo. I'll deserve your pains.